Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's mini class on the magic of juicing and why you want to have this skill of making fresh vegetable juice in your home, regardless of your health. I mean, we've all got stuff to heal, but we want to have real juice in our home. So I was just doing a live and it canceled out. So I am restarting this live and I want to keep this really succinct and on point. I'm totally happy to have your questions come in so that I can answer them, or even your mini class suggestions, because I'm just gonna hold these mini classes almost daily to help us all learn how to heal our own bodies, because that's what they are designed to do. But we get in our own way, and this horrible matrix has polluted us from all angles intentionally. So we all have a lot of work to do, unfortunately, but also fortunately, to heal ourselves. And why does this matter? Because the health and wellness of our body and how much pollution we rid ourselves of allows us to embody and anchor in more light. You know, more light, more codes, more downloads, expanding our consciousness. And then we help one another with that, right? So us actually learning how to heal and cleanse, it's very, very, very important, because we cannot have unwell bodies going into this next future of humanity, because unwell bodies means energetically, on soul level, we've got issues too, okay? So healing our bodies actually allows us to multidimensionally work to heal all aspects of ourselves. And so what I want to talk with you about today is how having real juice made primarily out of vegetables at home is going to jumpstart everything that you want in your body, okay? So I want to talk about this from the place of, if you are wanting to lose weight, maybe you've got inflammation, you got skin problems, you got digestive problems, autoimmune problems, inflammatory problems, allergic problems, headaches, migraines, anxiety, depression, constipation, IBS, IBD, colitis, Crohn's, PCOS, like literally I could go on forever. Whatever your issues are, juicing is going to help you for sure, because that's just how it works, okay? So let me quickly first start by saying that juicing is very different than smoothies, okay? Smoothies are where we take our items, like our fruits, mostly fruits, also some vegetables, sometimes protein powders and stuff, and we put all that crap into a blender and we blend it up. So it gets blended up very, very well, which is great. And we drink that down, and it is great because the blender blends food so well that it's very easy to digest, right? Can you imagine if you were just eating the things that you were gonna put into your blender, but you have to chew them well enough to be like what your blender would do with them, right? We don't typically ever chew that well. So putting things into a blender to make into a smoothie is very, very good. And it takes burden off of your digestive tract, because when things are blended up in a smoothie form from a blender, it's very, very easy to digest, but you do still have to digest it, and that does require energy. So making smoothies, very good idea. It's very, very good for you. Huge amount of fiber, huge amount of nutrition, fantastic. Okay, so including a smoothie a day or smoothies on the regular is a very, very healthful practice that's super amazing for your digestive tract and your health overall. That's what a smoothie is. Juice, completely different, okay? So juice like this out of my Costco jar, juice is very amazing. This is carrot, apple, turmeric, lemon. It's fantastic, okay? So juice, on the other hand, you can make in a blender, but you have to have some type of like nut milk bag or pulp bag so that you would pour your smoothie of like blended vegetables through this bag, and it would pull out all the pulp, all of the fiber, and then you would just be left with the juice. So you can technically make juice at home in your blender, but you have to have some type of nut milk bag in order to squeeze out all of the fiber of the fruit. Okay, however, juicing, you really wanna be doing it with a juicer. Juicers are not expensive anymore these days. I bought my juicer over 10 years ago. It's a Green Star. It is a masticating juicer. You ideally want masticating over a centrifugal, okay? But my juicer's lasted me 10 years and it still does absolutely amazing. So what a juicer does is it grinds through your vegetables so that it literally just squeezes all of the juice out of it, and then all of the pulp or all of the fiber, all of the structure of the plant is then just put into the waste. Whether you wanna compost it, whether you wanna make dehydrated crackers out of it, whether you wanna give it to your pets, whether you wanna throw it out, that's you. Okay, but juicing is so amazing. So juicing, smoothies, very different. Smoothies, you still have the fiber intact, whereas with juicing, we're removing all fiber out of the plant so that it's literally like just the juice of it. Okay, so in juice, what makes juicing so potent for your body is that, you know how I was talking about how with smoothies, you keep all of the fiber in the smoothie so that you still have to digest it. Well, here in juice, all of the fiber, all of the pulp is removed. So when I drink this juice, it immediately starts absorbing into my body through my stomach and through my small intestine. So with juice, you have so much nutrition in it because there's like probably 3 pounds of carrots in here and 3 organic apples, 2 whole lemons, and a whole bunch of actual real turmeric root. So when we're juicing, we are getting so much nutrition because like this is way more like vegetable items in here than I would just eat in a sitting. So that means like I'm getting more nutrition than what normally I would chew and eat. The other thing about juicing is that it is so readily available to your body because it takes zero energy to actually digest. So when you're drinking your juice, like I just mentioned, it is being absorbed directly into your body, directly into your body. Your body has to spend no time actually digesting it. And this is why when people start including juice on a daily basis, let alone juice fasting, which I'll talk about in a couple minutes, juice on a daily basis is one of the best things, period, that you can do for your body. Because when I drink this, it's all just going to be absorbed straight into my body without my body needing to expend any energy at all to digest. Most of us, based on our diets, you know, we eat things normally on a daily basis that takes a lot of work to digest. So that's a lot of work for your body. So my body's got yay much energy in a day. And, you know, because I'm healing topical steroid addiction and withdrawal, it's like I want my body to be able to use its vital life force to heal things, not just simply to keep up with my digestive processes and just work on digesting whatever it is that I'm eating. You know, when I'm actually drinking juice, it allows my body to pause the prime, like most of the digestive functioning and energy that takes. And instead, my body, because I'm saving it energy, because I'm not making it digest, I'm just letting it absorb juice. Now, my body can then use that digestive energy and instead work on healing myself, work on healing my skin, tissues, and organs, right? And so for you, same thing. When we're eating, hi, love, when we're eating heavier food that has a lot of ingredients in it, food that's hard to digest, it's like that takes a lot of energy for the body just to stay on top of digesting that and do what it needs to do with it. Whereas when we're actually drinking juice, again, like I said, we just simply absorb the nutrition. We absorb all the vitamins, we absorb all the minerals, we absorb all of this living water out of our juice, and then we don't have to expend that energy to digest. Our body simply can use that energy for healing. So if you have anything going on in the body that is inflammatory, that is autoimmune, that is having any problems, anything that you need to heal, it is so amazing for your body. Like I'm telling you, you want to do this. You want to start making a juice every day or as often as you can, or going somewhere and buying one, you know, but really it's easy to make at home, especially if you're going to make like two, three, four days worth of juice at home. That's one of the best things that you can be doing. Okay. So when we're drinking this juice, it is one of absolutely the most healing things, period, you can gift to your body on a daily basis. So I want to tell you a couple of the really important things about making juice. And again, Hey everybody, for everybody that's here with me, hey everybody that's joining, and thank you for being here with me. I'm talking about juicing, why it is so fantastic for your body. You're definitely going to want to catch the replay of this because I share a lot of information at the beginning of this video, and this is just one of the many daily little classes on holistic healing and how it applies to your life and what you can do that I'll be putting out. So these little videos that I'm doing can also be found on YouTube, and I'm putting them on Facebook, and when they're good resources, I'll put them up on the podcast too. So we've got all of these resources here for everybody. And if anybody is noticing my fun little marks here, these circular bruises, I have been cupping myself to help relieve my own tension, but also to help my topical steroid withdrawal heal faster, because I'm 3 years in right now and it's getting a lot more manageable. So I will teach you guys also how to cup yourselves in the next day or two, if anybody is curious about that. But anyways, back to juice. I want to tell you the specific things that you need to know for yourself to start including juices on the regular into your body. Because again, like, no matter what type of inflammatory condition that you're dealing with, and I know everybody is dealing with something, you can't be, you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s and beyond on this planet right now and not be dealing with health effects because this world, right? So when it comes to making juice, I can absolutely promise you that this is like one of the best investments that you can make with your time and money. So you wanna buy a juicer, you can buy them super, super affordable right now. So buy a juicer, ideally buy a masticating juicer, not a centrifugal juicer, okay? We wanna be juicing primarily vegetables. Let me say that again. You wanna always be juicing primarily vegetables. Why? Why? Hi, Team Wakey. Thank you for joining me. We're talking the magic of juicing, why you need to do it, why you want to do it, and also super important to catch this replay so that you get all of the information that just passed, okay? So we want to be juicing mostly vegetables and not much fruit. Why is this? Fruit has a lot of sugar. So when we're making smoothies, so when you're blending up things in your blender to make a smoothie, that's a great place to utilize your fruit. Because right, when we're blending something in the blender, we keep all the fiber. All the fiber is intact, it's all blended up, so it's juicy, it's smoothie, it's fibery. That's okay to have fruit in there. Because when we're having our fruit, we want to make sure that the fiber is with our fruit when we have it. Because if not, if I made all of this juice and it was just fruit juice, and no fiber in it, right? Because my juicer is removing all of the fiber. Then when I drink this, it's like all of the sugar of that fruit is just going straight into me, and it immediately makes you feel not so good because it's so much sugar so quickly. So if we want to do things that are more fruit-based, we want it to be a smoothie that we're actually blending, not a juice, okay? So with your juices, you want them to always be primarily vegetable. You can juice also almost any vegetable. Like, you can even juice sweet potatoes and stuff, and they're fantastic. Hey, so we want to be juicing primarily all vegetables. You can add a little bit of fruit though, for taste, for the benefits of it, that's good. So when I say a little bit of fruit, I mean we can add a bit of apple, we can add a bit of pineapple, we can add a bit of lemon or lime, or sometimes even something like kiwi, you know? So we can add a bit of fruit, but we always want our juices to be primarily vegetable. Because again, like, fruit is just too much sugar in juice because all the fiber has been removed. If you want to go hard on the fruit, you do it in the smoothie form so that we keep the fiber intact, okay? So you want juices always to be primarily vegetable. If you're doing a lot of carrot or a lot of beet, like this is a lot of carrot. I wouldn't want to do this much carrot every day, or carrot or beet, because they are very sweet vegetables, but still they are so, so, so healthful. So you want to be primarily vegetable. You can, you know, you can juice your greens, your kales, your spinach, your celery, your cucumber. You can juice most anything. I love adding actual turmeric root, ginger root, and garlic. Raw garlic added to your juice is incredible. Let me tell you a couple of my favorite juices to make. Like, I love ones like this that are like carrot, apple, ginger, or turmeric and lemon. So good. One of my very, very favorite things though is cabbage, like green cabbage with pineapple. Green cabbage and pineapple is so amazing. And also juicing cabbage and turmeric alone has healed people's colitis and Crohn's before. So juicing turmeric root, juicing cabbage, like really juicing all of your vegetables, most amazing thing that you can do for your body. Because again, remember, when we're drinking our vegetable juice, you do not have to spend any energy actually digesting. Your body is just gonna absorb this as medicine, right? So all of that energy that your body would normally spend digesting that sandwich or that steak or that salad or the muffins or whatever it is that we're eating, instead, all of that energy goes straight to healing. So you can see, like, most of us, it's like we're eating lots of different ingredients in the day. We're eating stuff that's a bit more challenging to digest. So the more that we're just like, we're making our body to be like, digest, use your energy to digest. okay, I just ate some more interesting things. Now use your energy to digest and digest and digest. So, you know, we keep our body in a place where that's harder to go in and do the deeper healing for the stuff that you all know, we all know that we really got to heal, right? So that's why for me to heal my topical steroid withdrawal, that's why I'm starting to finally juice more, because my body is not going to have to digest it. It's just going to absorb this as medicine. And then all of that energy I save digesting can go towards healing. So now take this idea and place it onto you. Are you healing skin stuff? Are you healing bone stuff? Are you healing digestive stuff, cardiovascular stuff? Like, where is your inflammation? Because you can't tell me you don't have inflammation, okay? Because we all live in this world and we're all a bit inflamed. We all have toxicity in our body. Remember, every human easily holds at least 5 to 25 pounds of old poop in their intestines. And when we have old waste, junk in the trunk, if you will, you'll hear me say again and again and again. But while we have this in the body, that is so toxic for the body. This is where we get auto-intoxication and a whole bunch of issues. And that always also houses parasites and yeast and other problems. So like, we all have stuff to heal, and juicing, this is like, if there was a quick fix to healing their body, if there was like a magic thing to help heal the body, it's juice, hands down. Okay, and so getting questions, how do you get enough calories, good healthy calorie source? Cool. So I still have a couple more things I want to talk about in regards to the juice, but to answer these questions. With juicing, like what I'm doing right now, I generally only eat one meal a day. Like, I eat dinner and that's it for my body, because that's what works for me. So now I'm going to be doing 42 ounces of juice about in the morning, because that's what size this jar is. So that's just what I'm going to do. So for me, I'm getting my calories in more so later in the day also. So I have healthy fat sources, healthy protein sources, all of that. So like, you can keep living your life exactly as you are, but you can be like, I'm gonna drink a vegetable juice in the morning, and then you're still gonna get all of these added benefits. So you can still completely live your life. You don't even have to change your diet. If that's not where we're at right now, that's okay. So you can even like just start incorporating actual real juices, fresh pressed, like at home in a juicer, or you can go buy them. But I mean, I to buy organic juice, it used to be like for 500 mils, like 10 bucks. That's a lot of money. I can just buy some stuff and make it at home. So it depends on like, how much money do you have? What is your budget? What are your priorities? How much time do you have? There's so many places just you can buy fresh juices now. A lot of them aren't great quality though. So again, like, I do shit at home because I can control the quality and I can control the price better too. So you can still live your completely normal life however you're eating and just include a juice every day, so you don't even have to worry about the calorie difference, okay? I will also talk more about juice fasting. I'll talk about a bit about it here for a second though. It's like, if we're in a place where we are like really, really serious about wanting to heal our bodies. So we've got like IBS, IBD, we have cancer. Like, you know, if we're in a situation where we're like, nah, I seriously need to heal and I need to heal now, this is where we go for a juice fast. Juice fasting, in my professional eyes, right, I've been doing this for over 10 years now. Juice fasting to me is the safest, most appropriate way for people to fast. Okay, because again, you get in here is everything that your body needs to clean its cells out, to clean organs out, to revitalize the body, to bring life force back into the body. Like, juicing is where it is at, period. And so with juice fasting then, and they also call it juice feasting because you want to be drinking so much juice if you're juicing, it's okay to not have, you know, a certain number of calories going into your body for a certain amount of time. Like, most people have weight to lose, you know, and when people are holding on to weight, they're holding on to waste, okay? Because in our fat cells is where we hold our toxicity. That's like why we end up getting like more fat is often because we are dehydrated, we're inflamed, and we're becoming toxic. We're becoming toxic because of the things that either we're eating, we're drinking, or we're applying onto our body. But then, like I said, when we have pounds and pounds of waste in the digestive tract, that waste is constantly producing its own toxicity that is stuck and lodged in the body anyways. So when we're juice fasting is a very, very safe way to fast because you're continuously flooding your body with all of the nutrition that it needs to clean house and to rebuild. Okay, so this is very, very safe in that way. Like, this is great on your electrolytes. This is just great on everything. Like, generally when you're juicing, you actually feel so alive and so good. Okay, so juicing is very, very potent. And so when people juice fast, you would want to be drinking a lot of water and also a lot of vegetable juice. Again, not fruit juice, vegetable juice. And hey, for everybody coming in, definitely catch this on the replay. Please share this with anybody that that this conversation is applicable to. But I'm creating these conversations to be very succinct in these mini classes so that I can utilize these as resources to help people. Hey, everybody. Yeah, and so please, everybody, put in whatever questions you have here, okay? And I will get to all of these questions here in just a second. But let me just continue with the idea of juice fasting. For a moment, you know, you can juice fast one day a week. That's amazing for your body. One day a month, still amazing for your body. If you want to incorporate a juice into each morning, amazing. If you want to juice for one whole day, amazing. If you want to juice for multiple days in a row, amazing, amazing. You know, like, you can juice truly for as long as you want. There's a great documentary, I'm sure that you can find it online for free. It's called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And it follows an Englishman's journey through America as he juices away all of his fatness, all of his sickness, all of his illness and everything. So juicing is very, very, very powerful because, you know, if I was juicing for days on end, which I'm probably going to, and you know, you will lose weight. So a person my size, you know, like, I've lost 45 pounds and I've kept it off for the last 5 years so easily just because I do good things like this and I clean out my colon regularly, you know? But juicing on a date, like, if you're juice fasting, then I'm not giving my body anything that it has to, like, spend energy to digest. I'm not giving my body anything that it has to actually, like, work at. So when I'm just juicing and only doing juice, I'm just flooding my body with nutrition that it simply just has to absorb, right? My body just has to receive it. And then all of the energy that this gives my body is gonna then go and heal. My body's gonna go heal the shit that I need to heal. So that is the brilliance of it. So when people actually start juice fasting, this is where we start seeing huge things heal rapidly. Okay, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Gerson method for healing cancer. And of course, here in America, right, we know that there's only three legal ways to fix cancer, and that's either cut it out, radiate it out, or poison it out, which is all insane. So you can go and find the Gerson method, and they do enemas every day. And then they also do, I think it's like 13 fresh vegetable juices all throughout the day, because doing these simple things heals the body. Okay, this is what you got to know about it, is that how we heal the body is we got to get the toxicity out. So all of that shit that is stuck in your colon that is putrefying at body temperature day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, and you're how old on the planet and how many enemas have you done to actually get it out, right? Probably none, and that's okay, but we've got work to do. But the idea, if you actually want to heal and expand your consciousness and be full of light and full of vibrancy and full of vitality, what you got to do is clean all that shit out of your butt, because it's in there, I promise you. And it's affecting you on all levels and up here, I promise you, okay? So we get all that stuff out, and then we flood the body with the highest quality water if we can. And if you're ready to upgrade to medical grade water, contact me right now, okay? And then we also flood the body with the best nutrition possible that takes your body zero energy to digest, right? Doing this and fasting on this is going to elicit an extremely healing situation. So when juice fasting, this is your safest, fastest, best way to heal your body as well as lose weight. Because, you know, that's a thing for a lot of people. We're conscious of how we look, and we're conscious of how we feel in our body and how our clothes feel and how our body moves. And I remember, like, when I was overweight in my body, it was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable to sit on my own lumpy ass. You know, it was so uncomfortable to move, to bend, to stretch, to run. And I never want to feel that discomfort in my body again. So that's why I do these things that really help myself out. Okay, let me go through some of the comments here for a second. And one more thing, actually, before I go to the comments about juicing, guys, and about fasting, is that why I say that this is the safest way to fast is because you're getting so much friggin' nutrition constantly into your body, right? I do not suggest anybody ever dive into a water fast. I think you should really, like, have a lot of experience juice fasting before anybody water fasts, period. And dry fasting, okay, so a water fast is where obviously you only drink water, right? Juice fasting, to me, for most people, way more intelligent, okay? Also, this keeps your energy a lot more stable. This keeps you feeling really good and bright because you're getting so much nutrition and so much sunlight in this, okay? So water fasting, you're just doing water. Dry fasting, I think, is an insane thing that people should never, ever, 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 ever do. People do it, don't know why. Dry fasting literally means that you're taking in nothing. This is insane. This is insane because My eyes, you know, they make tears. It takes moisture on my body to keep my eyes lubricated, to keep my mouth lubricated. When I'm speaking, I'm giving out, like, seriously, water vapors. Like, I'm losing hydration in my body as I speak, as I pee, everything. And, like, for the body to properly detoxify, it has to be hydrated, because we have to have water to carry this toxicity out of the body. So please never, ever, 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 ever dry fast. It is a stupid idea, and I won't say that many ideas are stupid, okay? Okay, so I drink a 40-ounce smoothie for lunch every day at work, looking into a perfect diet, getting better. You don't have a ton of weight to lose, though, with juice fasting. Yeah, and if you're a person that's tinier or skinnier or thinner and you don't have a lot of weight to lose, totally okay. Like, you know, for me, I have to be cautious of my weight with juice fasting. So I'm going to be doing juice during the day, and then I'm going to be doing my dinner and making sure that I'm getting good calories, really good nutrition in that, you know. So when you are a smaller person, you know, you could juice fast for a couple days. You know, you just want to monitor yourself to make sure that you're not losing too much weight, of course. Let's see, what else do we have people saying? Juicing power. Okay, Brendan, you did it for 60 days. Great. Oh, he did it for 60 days. Yeah, so the documentary I was mentioning, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, right? He did only juice, and I think he did over a gallon a day of juice for 60 days straight, and that's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so some people here have obviously listened to the episode on the Essene Gospel of Peace, where we talk about how Jesus did enemas, and it's very, very amazing work. And so, yeah, so alternatives to that, you can always do enemas at home very, very safely. I've got episodes on that to help teach you exactly how to do this. And also, I'm always here as a resource. Like, anybody that just wants to schedule a call with me, I am here to help you, friends. I'm here to support you guys, okay? Oh, thank you so much for sharing it. Oh, and hey, I announced this earlier, I think in this live, I think I did. We have a new podcast now, launched today. It's called Holy Sacred Shit. Holy is spelled like H-O-L-I, as in holistic. So Holy Sacred Shit. You can go and find that podcast now and subscribe to that. And I'm taking all of our health-related, cleansing-related, enema, colonic-related episodes, and I'm putting them all into this new podcast, Holy Sacred Shit, so that for anybody that wants to heal and cleanse, here's all of the resources all in one place, because maybe not everybody wants to hear all of the other conversations that we have also. So now we've got two podcasts. So Holy Sacred Shit is the home of all of our cleansing, self-healing, holistic episodes, in case you want to just go and, like, be able to see all of them and not have to sift through, you know, like, almost 100 episodes, okay? And, okay, you cried about the words about Mother. Yes, so, like, Mother Gaia and Earth's angels that are here for us, please, whoever has not listened, on Inspired Sovereignty Radio, episode 77 and 78, I break down aspects of the Essene Gospel of Peace, which are the ancient scriptures that were neglected from the Bible, and these are Jesus's teachings on how to actually help the body and heal the body, and they're so amazing. Like, that stuff changed me. Okay, do you have your own specific recipes that we can follow? You're just starting to love juicing. Okay, amazing. So you can do anything with juicing. You can do anything. Certain things taste good together, certain things don't, you know. Some vegetables are more expensive, blah blah blah. You can juice most anything. Here are my guidelines, though, for juicing, okay? So you want to go as organic as possible. I'm so hungry by this time of the day. It's like 3 o'clock, and I've been, like, waiting on this juice all day, and I'm too busy talking to you guys to not actually drink. So you want to go organic as much as possible. The Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 is how you want to navigate that, okay? I've got an episode on that. It's one of the first episodes. Or you can just Google the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen are the 12 produce items that when you buy them conventionally, they're very, very dirty. They got tons and tons of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides on them. You don't want to be having that stuff. So for the items that do fall into the category of the Dirty Dozen, if you're juicing them, you want to make sure they're organic. Okay, that's number one thing. Number two thing, you wanna make sure that you're cleaning or peeling all of your veggies really, really well, okay? The third thing, like I mentioned earlier, is that you wanna make sure that your juices are all primarily vegetable. Only vegetable and a little bit of fruit. Because again, fruit, very sugary, and we're removing all of the fiber. So if we're having a lot of sugary fruit juice in us, it's just absorbing straight into our blood. It's not passing through our whole digestive tract. So mostly vegetable, only a little bit of fruit. So for the fruit that we're adding, the fruits that are okay are apples, pineapple, lemon, lime, and sometimes really, like, kiwis can be amazing in juice. I mean, but you can juice any fruit just, you know, we want to keep it to the, we want to juice the fruits that are less sweet, less sugary, and again, keep it mainly all vegetable based. The other thing though, is that you do want to be watering down your juices. Most people don't know this because like there's so much potent shit in here, especially if you're adding ginger, garlic, turmeric, lemon, things like that, that it can actually be hard on the stomach lining. So you want to be cutting your juice with good quality water, and you want to cut it with like, at least water it down by a third, if not half. I normally go with a third. So add water to your juice always. Good quality water. Come drink the Kangen water with me because it will literally change everything in your life, okay? Do you have your own specific recipes? Okay, so back to recipes. This carrot, apple, turmeric, lemon. I really, really love that combo. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, my other favorite combos are green cabbage with pineapple, ooh, and garlic. Cabbage is kind of spicy when you juice it, but it's a really darn good. Cabbage is so good for your digestive tract and healing like ulcerative colitis and IBS. And Team Wakey, do you have any health problems that you're working on healing? And also, I always appreciate the work that you do. I always appreciate your work, my friend. Okay, so other recipes like sweet potato and orange actually tastes like a creamsicle. Like it actually makes it kind of creamy. You know, like if I've got kale in my fridge, I don't buy kale a lot, honestly. If I've got spinach, like I'll throw greens into it. You know, celery juice is really good. Anything with cucumber, lemon, lime, apple. I'm sorry, I'm not giving you guys really good ideas because I just go with whatever's in my fridge. I just juice the crap out of it and put it all into a jar and I'm a happy camper, you know? So you decide what that is for you. If you Google like fresh vegetable juice recipes, you'll probably find some really, really good things. Okay, so I'm sorry that I'm not a better recipe person. I'm just really simple and I'm really frugal and I'm really minimal. And I'm just that person that it's like, I'm gonna juice it and I'm gonna drink it even if it tastes like a salad, you know? Okay, do we have any other questions from anybody? I just wanna remind everybody that like juicing is so safe. This is the thing about juicing is that it is safe. This is the safest, fastest way to your goals. You know, whatever it is in your body to heal, or if it's weight to lose, if we're, you know, if we're healing, we're losing weight, yeah, juicing is always like, it's the fastest path to where you want to go. Okay, friends, you want to abide by the guidelines that I said with it, mostly vegetable, water it down, go as organic as possible, especially when it comes to the dirty 12 or the dirty dozen. Doing smoothies is also so valuable. You know, smoothies, you can add a lot more fruit to. Smoothies are so good in a day because they're so good on your digestive tract because they're already chewed up so well. So guys, smoothies, amazing. But if we can get juices into our body, it's like, it's much more medicinal than a smoothie, you know? So utilize your juices as medicine for your body, especially if we have healing to do, especially if we have weight to lose. And with this, detox does happen. You know, as soon as you start putting something that's better quality into your body, your body's gonna be like, hey, I wanna be made out of that. I want that. So your body always goes into this like upgrading process whenever we're putting something better into it. So in that regards, like if you do start feeling detoxy when we're having juice, it's great then to actually eat some food. You know, eating like some cooked potatoes, eating really minimally, eating really gracefully. But eating actual solid food can slow down the detox process if we are feeling any detox. Another thing that's very, very important that I'll quickly mention before I go is that if we're juicing and if our idea is to heal ourselves, to lose weight, to detoxify, just to feel way better, we also want to be doing psyllium husks and liquid bentonite clay. Psyllium goes through your whole digestive tract and it like starts scrubbing your intestines and pulling stuff down to your colon so that it can be pooped out. Because when we're drinking juice, we are initiating a detoxification process in the body. So we're going to be detoxing, which means that you might feel a little under the weather, you might feel a little tired, groggy, foggy, angry, depressed, moody. All of that happens with detoxing and it's perfect, okay? So episode 34 of the podcast will teach you everything that you need to know about psyllium and bentonite, how that's gonna help you navigate detox and keep you feeling really, really good and absorbing the toxicity that your body is unleashing, okay? And and on the podcast, I've got so many episodes to support you guys in all of these conversations, okay? So I hope this is really helpful. I'll be doing daily classes, like probably 5 days a week on here. Again, these classes, the ones that are good anyways, will go onto the podcast, they'll go onto YouTube, and they'll go over to Facebook as well. Please also for everybody, like everybody that you know is healing, everybody has health problems. So please, like any of the resources that I create or that other people create, please become into the habit without shame, sending them to people, okay? Because this is how group consciousness really gets affected. It's like, we actually have to do the work to share information with one another, because that's how we actually spread consciousness, okay? So now that I've taken the effort to like, get here, talk to you about stuff, teach you stuff you gotta know and teach you it for free. Now, your part is, what are the takeaways from this for you that are applicable for you right now? You know, take what is useful out of this for you right now, discard the rest, come back to this later, but then also, it is your responsibility to please pay this wisdom forward. Who will be helped by you sending them this conversation, okay? Okay, well, I love you guys all so much. Yeah, please look into the Dirty Dozen. The opposite of the Dirty Dozen is the Clean 15. Okay, so we've got the Dirty Dozen, which are like of regular produce, the worst things that you could be eating. If you're gonna eat these, you better eat them organic. Okay, so that's our spinach, that's our berries, that's our thin skinned fruits, that's our bell peppers and things like that. And then there's also a list of the Clean 15, and that's of all of the regular produce items. These 15 items have the least amount of pesticides and other junk on them, okay? So those 15 items, they include like avocados, I think broccoli, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes, and a couple, and obviously 15 things. Those 15 things, you don't have to buy them organic. If we're on a budget and we don't go all organic, those 15 things in the Clean 15, those are what you can safely just purchase however you like, okay? Hey, Tinfoil Hat, thank you for joining us. I'm actually just wrapping this up, but this is a really good conversation that's helpful if we've got anything to heal or even weight to lose, if we just wanna feel better and brighter. So please catch this on the replay, okay? So I'm gonna go move into my next meeting. I love you guys all so much. Please reach out to me with any questions that you have about all of this. I've been helping people for so long. You can trust my guidance, because like, I've seen it all. I've seen it all and I've experienced it all. So huge love to all of you. And I really want to encourage everybody to go and like buy a juicer if you don't have one yet. You can probably buy them for like $50 now. So go get yourself a juicer. Go put some vegetables in your fridge and experiment with making your first juice. As a first juice, go with carrot. Go carrot, apple, lemon. Safest way to make your first juice, okay? I love you guys all, and I will see you in tomorrow's lesson.